morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Oklahoma's wind energy industry invests billions in our state, which powers our economy and directly funds our schools. Because of these investments, utility bills are lower across the state. Some industries qualify for dozens of subsidies, but this industry's given up every state wind energy tax incentive. Why are some legislators trying to drive wind energy out of our state? Are they anti-business? Call your legislators today and tell them to keep wind investing in Oklahoma. Paid for by the Wind Coalition.
Agricultural producers will receive ballots next week to vote for the 2017 Farm Service Agency County Committee elections. The Department of Agriculture announced the ballots were being sent to farmers this week. To ensure their votes are counted, producers must return ballots to their local FSA offices by December 4, 2017. USDA says nearly 7,700 FSA County Committee members serve FSA offices nationwide. Each committee has 3 to 11 elected members who serve 3-year terms of office. 1/3 of county committee seats are up for election each year. County committee members, USDA says, help FSA make important decisions on its commodity support programs, conservation programs, indemnity and disaster programs, and emergency programs and eligibility. Committee members elected will take their post at the start of 2018. USDA is asking farmers and ranchers to contact their local FSA office for more information. And in other news, a bipartisan group of senators is urging the FCC to ensure access to affordable broadband in rural communities. Led by Senate Agriculture Chairman Pat Roberts, the group penned a letter to the Federal Communications Commission Wednesday asking the FCC to ensure its commitment to affordable and reliable broadband for consumers in the hardest-to-reach communities across rural America. The senators write that a lack of resources to meet our goal is undermining investment and consumer access to affordable broadband across much of rural America. The senators say the high-cost Universal Service Fund budget fall is harming the rural broadband providers. More than 20 senators signed the letter to the FCC. The senators say they believe that the FCC is best positioned to identify a solution to the budget shortfall and ensure broadband access for rural America. The new survey of bankers shows 82% of agricultural lenders reported a decline in farm profitability over the last 12 months. However, the pace of that decline has slowed. The survey produced by the American Bankers Association and Farmer Mac shows 51% of agricultural lenders noted an increase in the demand for agricultural operating loans, while there was no notable change in the demand for agricultural real estate loans. Despite the findings, the survey of more than 580 agricultural lenders revealed that the agricultural loan approval rate is 84%. An ABA spokesperson says that overall, the data shows that lenders are a little more optimistic about what's ahead compared to last year. The survey, conducted twice per year, is a joint effort to provide a look at the agricultural economy and market forces from the perspective of ag lenders. The next survey is scheduled to launch in December 2017. Remember, to learn more on these stories and others that we featured on this program, you can always visit our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or be sure to download our free app for Android or iPhone devices for all of your latest agricultural news. You got farm news on Ron.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.